Hello and welcome back to My Vision with Leslie Calderon. In today's episode, titled The Judiciary, I will talk about the many things that have happened in the judicial branch, like trying to get someone to fill in for the notorious RBG in the Supreme Court. Also about my thoughts on the Supreme Court when it comes to how freedom and virtue plays a role in it. Let's start with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, known as a notorious RBG. She was an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States who left a legacy of many achievements, especially when it came to women in society and the rights they now have because of RBG's hard work. Because of RBG, today women now have the right to have their own bank account without the need of a male co-signer. I feel like women now being able to have their own bank account without needing a male to co-sign is really important, because they should have had always been able to manage their own money and have access to their own bank account, just like males have never needed the co-sign of a female to have their own bank account and manage the money they have. Also, besides all the other rights RBG worked for women to have, she gave women the right to being able to work while pregnant. I feel like this right is really important for women to have also, because women, yeah, they shouldn't do heavy work or overwork while pregnant, but not every pregnant woman gets supported while they're pregnancy, so who else do they have beside themselves to being able to support themselves? And if they don't have some sort of income, how is she going to be able to support herself and the baby while not only while pregnant, but once it's born? This goes to show how the government didn't give women the same rights as they gave men just because of gender. Those are some of the many rights RBG fought for women to have and succeeded, which is why it's hard to find someone who can live up to the standards and expectation RBG left. After all the years she was part of the Supreme Court, with the nominations now happening, they have to go through many levels of the judicial branch to get approved and voted into the Supreme Court if they feel they are a good fit for the Supreme Court and to fill in for RBG's spot. One of the greatest powers the Supreme Court has is that the judicial review, or the ability to declare a legislative or executive act in violation of the Constitution. This goes to show how virtue is being used, because they're able to decide what can happen or not based on if it violates the Constitution, showing how they can form a society that is good and a government that does not violate the Constitution to create a better society in the United States, where people feel like they have the rights and equal as the others. And thank you for tuning into my episode of The Vision titled The Judiciary, and make sure to come back for more in my upcoming episodes.